This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If I say, hey, I have a bad feeling about the Giants, it naturally will offend everyone I work with because you're all Giant fans. And I'm a hater and I'm a troll and all that. When I'm like,
But you are a hater. So we know this already. So we've just learned to accept it.
It's not true, but sure. And if I feel positive about them, that's when usually everyone's like, yeah, slap me on the ass. Like, Evan's on our side. I said this to a friend of mine the other day. And I'm going to try it on you because I genuinely feel this way.
Go ahead.
I think you're going to kick the Cowboys' ass. I really do. And he got mad at me. Because he thought that was a troll. And I'm like, no.
I mean, it's possible.
It's likely. The Cowboys' defense is abysmal.
They are literally the worst defense in football.
Number 32.
Yes.
You've got a quarterback who does not care about...
And they cut their best player.
Right. Well, he wasn't having a great year.
Best defensive cornerback. The secondary player that they have. They cut him.
You know what I'd wonder about the Diggs release more than losing a player? Because I don't even know how good he is anymore. What that even does to the locker room.
Well, he was a shell from his first year, but he was still a good player. And it didn't happen because of performance.
No, well, Brian Schottenheimer's claiming it had to do with a few things. But the story that's come out is that he wanted to stay and be with his family for Christmas.
Yes.
And they said, no, you got to fly back with the team. He got pissed off. Schottenheimer said, I'm not the Grinch. Either way, they cut him. And I don't know what the rest of the room feels about a story like that.
Right.
So the Cowboys, to me, reek of a team, especially with Jerry Jones admitting, hey, Dak's probably not going to play a lot. They reek of a team that's going to lay down the sword. Not because they care about draft picks, but because it's the last week of the year. They had high expectations. They're not going anywhere. They cut one of their key players. And the Giants are coming off a game against the Raiders, which, trust me, Giant fans, I'm with you. I wasn't happy about what happened last Sunday for my own selfish reasons, but the Giants kicked ass. Even Deontay Banks is making a play on special
teams. They dominated.
Here's the thing about the Giants, which isn't a popular thing to say, but it's sort of true when you look at the body of work. They're not as bad as their record says.
No.
They have lost a lot of games they shouldn't have lost. I think they're going to crush the Cowboys.
The Giants were a couple of wins away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
After Jackson Dart took over from being a team that was spunky and maybe going to make the playoffs, and then all of a sudden they became a team that has no idea how to win a football game. And it wasn't just offensively mistakes. It was mostly defensive mistakes. And so when you look at where the team has now come, it took some time. It took Charlie Bullen becoming the defensive coordinator in an interim fashion, on an interim stake. Like, the defense looks good again, like it's supposed to be. Now, if that would have all been put together, like we got rid of all of this stupid self-pride that every side of this damn organization seemed to have, then ultimately, they might have had a decent season this
year. It could have been a very different season.
It could have been very different, but that's leadership. And ultimately, whatever you felt about Dabes, and again, I love Dabes, that's why he had to go. He couldn't get it together. He couldn't get everybody on the same page, despite being, I think, a good coach. And he'll land somewhere, and he'll be fine, because he's a good coach. But he couldn't get this disjointed, and it's mostly on the coaching side, everybody on the same
page. Yeah, I think that's a fair autopsy on what went wrong, but I think they're going to win on Sunday. And I think ultimately that's like that angers Sean.
No, it doesn't.
I can see Tommy's face. He's angry. And I'm not doing it because I want you to pick seventh.
Yeah, What's your emotion then? My issue is I don't care about the draft.
Yeah, I do.
I'm past it. I've I hate rookies anyway, so they're not going to contribute next year. And the Giants need to win next year.
And they can't be,
we got four guys that we picked out and we drafted because of trade with the Jets. We got to develop these kids, and in 3 years, they're going to be good. I don't want that.
Either way, though.
But, Sean, before you continue, before you guys respond, all I want to tell you is I just gave you my opinion on what I think is going to happen in a football game on Sunday.
Yes.
I have said nothing about the draft.
Okay.
I'm not telling you what you should root for, what you should want. I'm telling you my gut feeling, just based on a lot of the things we talked about, is you're going to smoke the Dallas Cowboys, and yet that pisses a lot of people off.
No, it doesn't piss. It shouldn't piss you off, and here's why. Because this team is still young. This is one of the youngest teams in football. Like, we discounted this all season long. In fact, nobody's even really talked about it. They're one of the youngest teams in football. And the last thing you want a bunch of young players to feel is we suck year over year over year over year. You want to start feeling what it, you want to start feeling what it feels like to win. And express that in the locker room to one another, and then with your family and your friends, and then the media's talking good about it. Like, you need to experience that. Otherwise, it becomes, what the hell am I doing this for? And so they're too young to say, tank, let's get rid of everybody and start over.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect the players to say that. But from a fan's point of view, I'll just address what Evan said. The Giants could win on Sunday because any one of these teams playing Sunday could win or lose. Week 18 is so crazy. But the Giants are doing their part. I think we're forgetting, like, they kicked the crap out of the Raiders. The Raiders are the Raiders. This is still a Giant team without Andrew Thomas, and usually they don't win games without Andrew Thomas, even though Bowl played well. Yeah. And now it's trending in the direction. They're not even going to have Wandell Robinson maybe on Sunday. So the idea that, like, oh, they're going to lose because what? Because Dak Prescott at some point is going to come out of this game. Dak Prescott's starting this game to try to get to, like, 200 yards passing to clinch the passing title. If he gets there, they're going to put it on the Giants in the first half. And I don't trust some of the Giants defenders not making some business decisions some of
these That's times. Fine. So not you're arguing the football result
with the football result is
I'm making business decisions. Dude. Like, who can afford to make a business decision?
I don't think Brian Burns is making a business decision. Yeah, I think he wants as many sacks as humanly possible.
All right.
Is he at 16 and a half right now?
Yeah, 16 and a half.
I think Brian Burns and Abdul Carter are going to play their ass off. I'm not convinced in a game. By the way, they're not going to have either of their starting safeties in this game either. I'm not convinced that Dexter Lawrence is suddenly going to turn into a magician on Sunday. I'm not going to expect Bobby Okereke, who thinks he's getting cut next week, to go all out on big tackles. Now, that's a prideful thing with athletes, and I understand that. I think that you're expecting the Giants basically to rise to this occasion, and I think Dallas is still going out to win. And it's a big deal for Brian Schottenheimer in his first year not to finish under 500, and that's all the Cowboys have been talking about.
Those are all fair points. I'm just saying that me saying that I think the Giants are going to win, I can see the angst it brings you. Like, you will be pissed off if the Giants went from a loss away from picking number one to picking seventh, which is what potentially would happen with a victory on Sunday. They could pick seventh.
I will be pissed off at that. However, I will only be pissed off at that if it happens at the result of Jackson Dart throwing again for 69 yards and the Giants just running the ball 100 times. If Dart plays his ass off and wins back-to-back games, I'll be upset at the result, but in the end, how could I be mad that Jackson Dart ended the season on a high note? I can't get mad at a win in that spot.
I'm going with the Ricky Bobby, if you're not first, you're last here. So if the Giants aren't picking first, I don't care where they're picking. It could be second, it could be seventh.
I'm the same way. As soon as they beat the Raiders, that became my mentality, Tommy. I'm right with you.
But we still have that 20% chance, Teak, which sucks. So I'm like,
all right. So you're saying there's a chance.
There is. So when I sit down on Sunday with that 20% chance, my rooting interest will be Giants loss, Raiders win.
What time do the Raiders play?
4 o'clock.
Four o'clock. That's even worse.
And I assume the Chiefs haven't sat anybody yet. So
everybody's sick.
Everybody's sick. It looks like the Chiefs are playing basically a CFL roster Sunday.
Now.
Wow.
Obviously, most Giant fans follow kind of Tommy's logic, Tiki, as much as you may not like it. I heard Big Mac saying it a lot. He's been saying it for months now. If we're going to suck, let's be the worst. Let's get the best pick possible. And I get it. But what you guys don't understand is the confliction going on amongst Jet fans involving your game. Because right now, the Jets can't pick number one.
No.
I'm going to lay that out.
But
they can be two. They can be two. It's very simple, actually. The Giants win, which I think they will, against Dallas, and the Jets lose to Buffalo. If that happens, which I think will happen, assuming the Raiders also... Actually, it doesn't even matter what the Raiders do. Yeah. If the Jets win and if the Jets lose and the Giants win, the Jets are picking number two. Now, you may say, well, Evan, that sounds great.
Think about what we're talking about.
Well, not my fault.
I know. I'm just saying.
It's crappy team's
fault. This is what our teams have done to us.
But you're missing the confliction.
Go ahead.
So that seems pretty simple, right? Okay, Jets lose, Giants win, Jets pick number two, all good. If the Giants lose, when the Raiders win against a Chief team that's bedridden with the flu, then the Giants pick number one. Which benefits me, because all of a sudden the dream of Fernando Mendoza is on the table, because you're going to trade the first pick in the draft. You're going to trade the first pick in the draft. And I don't think the Raiders have that big of an edge picking two over the Jets picking three. The problem is the Chief Raider game is until 4 o'clock. So at 1 o'clock, Jet fans, what are we supposed to do? Root for the possibility of the Giants sneaking and getting the number one pick, or just root for us picking number two? I am so conflicted by this.
You got to do what you can control, which is lose and be in position for number two.
So I should sit there. Forget, I can't control anything.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a fat guy sitting on my couch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.